Okay. When the sun comes up, what do you said you call that sun up, but what time of day do you refer to that? Before noon, what do you call that?
A.M.
Okay, and yeah, any other names you
can? Just morning.
Okay, morning, A.M., okay?
Yeah, morning.
Okay, how about if you're driving down the road and you're going to a certain destination, how would you say that? I'm going, oh boy, how would you word this? You're going to a destination, but there's some other words. I mean, if you're heading somewhere, how would you say that?
I don't know what you mean. Okay. I'm going to town to...
Okay.
I
can't figure this out. How would you say that word?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to go toward the farm.
Okay.
Toward home.
Okay. All right. Some different ways in travel. If you're going like this.
Fly.
Okay. Some other ways, like if you come from Richfield up to Provo, or from Lyman to Provo, anywhere from down south,
you'd come in a car.
Okay, and which way would you be? How would you refer to that?
I'm going north.
Okay, going north. All right, one way. How about if you're heading home? How would you call that?
Heading south.
Okay. Well, those are right. It's just a list. I mean, just different ways. Like, Stacy always gets mad at me because I say we're going down. Or we're going up.
Yeah.
We're going up. Uh-huh. We're really heading south. And I'll say we're going up. And I just got used to that. Do you ever use that? Up or down?
Uh-huh. Up to Provo.
Okay.
Down to Arizona.
Okay, good. See, in Arizona, everything was up.
Oh,
and so we always said we're going up to our grandma's. We're going up.
Everything north is up and everything south is down.
Okay. All right. When you go on a trip, you keep track of there's an odometer that keeps track of how many.
The mileage.
Okay. Another word for that,
how many miles you travel.
Okay. Good. That's good. Okay. If I was to grab Case in there and bring him towards me, grab his arm. What would you call that? You're about to say it.
Bring him towards you.
Okay. Starts with a P. What if you...
Pulling.
Okay. And if it was in a past tense, I...
Pulled him.
Okay. And if I was to...
Push
shove him,
him
away. Okay. In past tense, shove
pushed
him.
Him.
Okay.
Push.
Okay. Good. How do you refer to it if it's a short trip or just not a long trip? How do you call that?
Just a hop.
Okay, just a hop. Okay. Any others? I mean, the trip you're going
just
on.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Okay. How about if it's not a short trip? It's going to take a while to get there.
Hmm.
Is there any difference in the way that you'd refer to trips? I mean, if we're going on a long...
It would just be a long trip, yeah.
Okay.
Take a long while.
Okay. Oh boy, this one can be hard. How about if something is not plenteous, it's
scarce.
Okay, good. Any other words for that? Like we're short on water right now, or just where things aren't in abundance. Any other words to describe that?
Hard to come by.
Okay. Okay. Good. How about you catch a train at this place, what's that called?
Station.
Okay, any other words that you'd call that?
Train stop, whistle stop.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Cater cornered?
Cater cornered?
How would you define that, or do you ever use that before?
I've never heard that expression.
Okay. How about angling?
Angling?
How would you...
That's a new word to me.
Okay. How about give me some words of words of parting? If you're saying goodbye to someone, how do you say goodbye to them?
See you later. So long. Goodbye.
Okay. Any others?
Adios.
Good riddance.
See you later, alligator.
Okay. Well, the words of parting, that's done, because that's all of it.
Is that all?
Okay. Oh. Thanks.